name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a first time 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 America is a first time
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Chips with Everything. It's the British pop music show on CITR. We're going to be playing things British for the next hour. Music from many's the day, many's the year, all and many's the decade. You can tell I didn't prepare that, can't you?
There is a lot of many's to be heard about from today, right?
It is.
Yeah, there was the, hey everybody, Dave here. How's it going, man? How's it going, Q?
Acceptable.
Good. Lots to talk about this sunny Sunday. I can't believe how beautiful the summer's already turned out to be.
It's
just
fine.
In 2 days.
It's fine. Yeah. It's a bit hot for me.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit sticky.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if there was a bit of rain.
I know. It's just sort of, don't you want to be stuck inside a nice ice rink on a day like this?
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
I know. Rather than hockey?
Yeah, rather than outside, you know, having to cavort and frolic
We are, this is the British pop music show, Chips with Everything. And we got new stuff, we got some old stuff. I'm the host, Quentin. And do we need to say any more?
How about, will there be any 80s pop today?
There will be 80s pop.
Yes! Never tried to live without the photographs in my name. Don't have to live behind the makeup. Cause all I want is what's itching inside.
We've got the makeup. We've tried to live. Mick from Bell Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chips with Everything, the British Pop Music Show. All right, that was Fox, a band from the mid-70s. That was a number four hit single in 1976 in the UK, number one in Australia. And the lead singer of Fox was an Australian woman named Nusha Fox. And the guy who wrote the songs for that band is a well-known songwriter called, I can't even remember his name. His name's like Kenny Jones or something. He's not as well known as his songs.
Kenny Under the Boardwalk Jones.
Yeah, Kenny Under the Boardwalk Jones. Get him under that. Actually, to be honest, I looked at the big long list of all of his famous songs. But there wasn't a lot of songs there that I recognized.
More to the point is Nusha.
Nusha. And gorgeous Nusha. I think there's a little tiny cult around her because she sort of is a prototype Kate Bush and, with a little bit of Donna Summer thrown in for good measure, and she wears capes.
And wouldn't you say maybe a little bit of Maisie Gray thrown in there? That I think there was a pre-imagining, a precursor, the something in her tone, in her timbre, in her.
Well, there was something skeptical about her tone, I think, you know, which she obviously transmitted to her son.
Who the hell's her son?
Her son is Ben Goldacre, the science writer for the Daily Guardian
and the Bad Science website.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's well known for that.
So
like Dave's brows are furrowed like a newly ploughed.
He's one of my heroes.
Oh, I see. It's about you.
It's all about me, Dave.
See, I was trying to focus everything on our sweet listeners out there in Radioland.
Yeah, you're more interested in Nusha's capes.
Yeah, right? And capers. Was she a capering type? Was she wild and crazy?
She married well.
What do you mean she married? She was a famous pop star and he's a scientist? You've got a twisted perspective on science, my friend.
Big time.
Well, how do you think
when a scientist marries a pop star, it's the scientist that marries well, not the pop star?
Yeah, everybody knows
that. No. How do you think the music is created? It's all about science.
Oh my God.
The science of the phonograph needle back in the 70s when that came out anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Think about it. There's a lot of science.
No, I'm not going to think about it, man, because you don't need a scientist to make music, that's for sure.
Nusha did have a little bit of a solo career afterwards, but then I think she retired to foster Ben's skeptical childhood curiosities.
Yeah. And we're still trying to find out what happened to her.
No, she's making a new album with the guys from Goldfrapp. Right?
No, what I mean is...
present moment at the age of 63.
Yeah, but what's her relationship with Ben?
Who cares? Really? The age of 63?
She's his mother.
Yeah, the age of 63?
I know.
Really?
Do they get together for Christmas or Hanukkah? Or
so she's 63 years old, and she's going with Goldfarb?
Goldfrapp.
Yeah, right. I love those guys.
Yeah, well, she's influential.
I had no idea.
I mean, there's a bit of Alison Goldfrapp in her whole shtick anyway. Did you see the flower in her hair there?
Mm-hmm,
Say no more.
Yeah.
I know. So, and we opened the show with just an old track by the Basement Jacks called Plug It In from their album Kish Cash. And
okay, let's just explore this then. You know, why push, you know. So are there any science rockers you can rattle off right now, Barry, really quickly? Just, you know, any off the top of your head?
Supertramp.
Really? They were scientists?
Yes, hallelujah.
A red admiral landed on my canvas shoe, feeling the coarse weave of the blue cloth beneath his thin feet. He stayed and stayed. My stilled foot pulsed beneath his weightless beauty.
Farewell to our Scottish fame. Farewell, our ancient glory. Farewell, even to the Scottish name so famed in martial story. Now Sark rins our Lothawe sands, and Tweed rins to the ocean, to mark where England's province stands, such a pass of rogues in a nation.
Marcus Aurelius says, pleasure seekers are wasting their time. What about Halloween? Please let it be the modern Stoics loophole. Not a party after all, but a battle with evil, dancing with the devil to keep him at bay. But, says Marcus, then why the drugs? And the dancing, the air sex thick with dancers' blissful exhalations. Young, free, and blind to enemies, they cannot see wars too distant, database to fight. They do not need you, Marcus, not yet. Get down, ghost, shake that tight PVC. Night-night, tight, white-clad, naughty nurses, take two pirates and call me in the morning.
So this time, what are we going to do?
Hi, Dave.
Hi, good to see you. What we're going to do, everybody, hi. What we're going to do is a classic hot body song.
Just desserts? Just dessert.
Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Double room. You silly bugger, I've heard that a few times. What do you take me for? A fool? Bloody fool, eh? Now look, I don't give a damn what you do here, as long as you pay money. Soon I expect to have that speech translated.
Studio just turned around and said, what do you think of the djembe back guy? And he wasn't talking about this record.
No, I...
How's that?
Yeah, not bad.
How's that?
Good this, timing.
This reminds me of the music of Guinea, West Africa.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's derivative.
I like that thing, the drum that's made out of the gourd with the boingy boingy bits.
Yeah,
that was very nice.
This is a World of Twist, a 12-inch record called The Storm.
That reminds you of West Africa, really?
Yes, it does. It has that basic...
How?
You know, that sort of, there's obviously a Negro in this band. Oh, I should say a person of African descent.
What planet are you from?
I think they're all, you know, like as white as, you know, the bleached snow.
Yeah.
To be honest.
They did have... Yeah.
Where are they from, this band?
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
Obviously the British Isles.
Hold on.
Are you? Hurry up. Come on.
So,
thing going.
So from Sheffield.
Sheffield. There you go. Well, there are a lot of black people in Sheffield.
So what djembe stuff were you talking about, if not the stuff?
All right, we went to this thing called East Feast this afternoon.
Yeah.
In off the drive.
And
we saw some amazing djembe.
Good, good. Nice. I would like
something
to have been
just
there.
Just happened to my...
So, what's... So.
Anyway, next. Next,
we're going to play a track. I did from East Van contacted me, actually. I didn't tell you guys this.
Yeah.
He goes under the name of Universe, and he's a remixer, a producer, and he gave me a CD, and you can actually go to his website. I'll give you that in a wee while.
I see.
And download all of this stuff.
How do you
for
spell
free.
Universe?
It's E-U-N-I-V-E-R-S-E.
Just spell it.
He just did. Let's hear it. What do you got?
It's coming up.
All I got was EU.
Anyway, it will be on up.
So is he from the European Union, this fella?
He knows his way around a computer program.
This is what
this fella does. It doesn't matter where he's from. It doesn't matter the color of his skin.
I know.
Yeah.
But it matters whether he's in the EU, if he's one of the 23 countries.
Let's listen.
Come on!
Skrillex with Disco Ranger Bus Knows How to Rock and Roll. Before that, it was E Universe. I don't know how you pronounce it. Now, you wanted me to spell this, Busy Bags, didn't you? E-U-N-E-V-E-R-S-E.
Oh, you nevers. I guess you're saying it with a Scottish accent. That's the problem.
Cute. I like that. So, overall, I thought it was good. Now, when you said he was a mixer guy, that beautiful voice that I heard singing in that song that he was mixing.
That was, what's her name? The woman from Metric.
Mm. Oh, good old Metric. Like,
didn't you recognize that? So it was a remix of Collect Call by My Metric.
I like Metric.
Her name starts with H, doesn't it? What is it?
Helios.
Yeah. No, that's a guy.
Helen.
Helen. Yeah, it's Helen.
Yeah,
it's Helen.
But thank you for sending me your stuff.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
How about this?
Yeah.
The Moog. What is this? Don't you love the Moog? Never mind.
It puts me in the Moog.
Why?
Batty Brook. What is... I'm going to play something live. Yes, we have a seal in the studio with us today.
Which, by the way, in French, because this is Canadian, is fuk. Fuk.
Yes, fuk. That's spelled F-U-Q-Q-U-E.
Fukuku.
That's how they spell fuck in posh parts of Glasgow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, it's funny that. But Billy Connolly has a whole side of an album based around that gag.
Yeah. And they spell cunt with a Q as well, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Q-U.
Yeah. Those are the little brick, the peat briquettes we put on in the oven in our ovens.
Yeah. That's true.
When we're making our oat cakes.
A lot of people don't know that. They all do. Now they all do.
Speaking of British culture, everybody should go to YouTube and watch The Scheme.
Ah.
A great... if you want to find out something a little bit about me, go there and type in The Scheme, because it was filmed in my hometown. It's a fly-on-the-wall documentary.
Right.
And what is it? How is it they say, I need to go down to the corner and get some crack? How is that? How do you say that in Scottish?
I gave him 10 quid, right? Tell me he wasn't going to go and spend it on smack. Anyway, silly wee daft boy. Know what I'm saying?
That's why the show has subtitles, thank you.
It needs subtitles, actually. These guys actually come from a different...
socioeconomic.
Yeah, totally different socioeconomic model than 99.9% of the people in Kilmarnock, but it's not that far from where I did grow up, but that neighbourhood was a no-go zone. You'd get rolled for your Skechers.
That's like me growing up in Riley Park and the Riley Park boys. Watch out for them.
How about Spider Park in Poco, Dave? You want to tell us about that? Getting stabbed with a biro?
Yeah.
Ouch.
What I remember about the Riley Park area, the Spider Park in Poco, was one time a kid, they were having pellet gun fights, which they often do. That's a pretty standard thing.
Yep.
You know, you wear big puffy ski jackets and goggles and two pairs of jeans and a pair of sweatpants over top, so you can actually shoot each other, and gloves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't in the pellet gun fight, and the guy shot me.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that was Spider Park, man.
Well.
I swear by my past lives and my hopes of future lives to come.
Stands a lightning tree. His limbs all torn from the day it was born. For the tree was born in a thunderstorm. Grow, grow the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow where the wind blows light, the lightning struck in the middle of the night.
limbs stripped bare by the lightning flare. The lightning flare was a wild affair. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow where the wind blows cold, the lightning tree stands stiff and old. Branches bent where the lightning went. The lightning went from the firmament. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow with the wind in the west, the lightning tree faced up to the test. Its heart went snap when it took the rap, the terrible rap of the thunderclap. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow when the windows scream, a whisper of green in the lightning tree. Dreams come true when you want them to. If you want them to, then it's up to you. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Lightning tree, lightning tree, lightning
That's Bubbly Car, or who is a woman? That's the singer, and with Corner Shop, who are the musicians on that track, a new album. Which, if you're a regular listener, you'll know this because yeah. I've been playing it regularly. Yeah. I think this is a really great album.
I noticed.
Although, you didn't like the distorted vocals.
Well, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just remarked, is there something the matter with the radio station?
But is it supposed to be this way?
It was supposed to be. This is the way it must be.
Good. I remember being in a restaurant and having cold potato soup placed in front of me.
It's supposed to be.
I do remember that. Oh, that's right. It was 3 hours ago.
Yeah,
and
it's
that
a cold
did in fact
soup.
Happen to me.
Yeah, and then you tasting and you look to your friends, you go, it's a cold soup.
No, Eddie, my friend Eddie reached over and said in my ear, it's potato. Because he saw me, I think he saw the flash of distaste at the idea of a cold, being presented with a cold soup on my face.
Mm, good.
But being, you know, a fellow Scot. Mm-hmm. Well, he's actually from Birmingham, but he watched The Difference. He knew that anything with a potato would be fine for me.
Exactly.
Speaking of Birmingham,
not to mention the leaks.
That little folky track that we played before, that was by a band called The Settlers, who were formerly known as the Birmingham Folk Four.
Ah! Hmm. Bring it all back around to the Birmingham.
Bringing it
fella.
All back, bringing it in, tying up things. It's all making sense now. This is a band from the East Midlands, obviously, from the 60s and the early 70s. That song is probably their best known song because it was the theme song to a TV show which I never have seen called Folly
Foot.
It sounded
like a TV show thing. Yeah, it had that sound.
Yeah.
From the 60s.
Yes. Well, no, 1971, that was a hit.
All right, of course.
Same diff. Yeah. Really, the 60s means 1967 to 1972, 71.
Yeah, the 60s didn't really end. Yeah. Or did the 60s end in 1965, as some people say?
Well, they're wrong. Those some. So, moving on to...
I feel like the 90s.
We're going to talk about the
us.
Weather. I just want to give the weather report. You see how it is today? It's going to be like that for the rest of the summer, except on Tuesday, there's a slight chance of a shower.
Okay.
So for the next 100 days, sun, except Tuesday, got that, folks.
In fact, they're warning of drought. They're warning of heat stroke, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm already suffering from that right now.
If
right
you
now,
feel hot now,
I'm steaming, buddy.
I'm steaming because, listen to what I'm steaming about. Some dude on my Facebook page, you shall remain nameless, a couple of weeks ago posted about, downtown's not as good as it used to be because it's all filled with douchebags on Granville Street. This morning he posts, had a brilliant time on Granville Street last night celebrating the hockey.
With all the
and
douchebags.
And then the unspoken subtext. Yeah. Not with people who obviously are not douchebags, not like the ones I was slagging off 2 weeks ago. No, these were different douchebags.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and just in case somebody's listening from Afghanistan, it's 2-0 for the Canucks. Game-wise, that is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very true. Listen, if you're listening from Afghanistan,
I prefer
you
a game
me.
That doesn't have unlimited substitutions and therefore requires true athletes.
That's right, like the good old days of rugby.
Yeah. Not to mention the 2 minutes.
I mean, the old days of rugby. Even today in rugby, there's only 4 or 5 substitutions allowed a game.
So, Dave,
is that true?
Yes.
What? Wait a second. Is that true? Are you sure that's true?
Yes.
I was by coincidence, I just happened to be brushing up on. I was reading Total Rugby, great book for all you kids out there today. And I was also looking at another odd book at this house I'm house sitting at, the NCO Guide. It's for American sergeants, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. We don't care.
Well, you should, because it had a section on homosexuality. And it said that it's not. There's no place for it.
That show comes on in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's reasonable.
There's no place. There's no place for homosexuality in the American military. But then it goes on to explain step by step what they're really saying is. It's bizarre to read the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. What the hell do you call it? You know, rules?
Minutia.
Yeah, because if you read it, you'd think, wait, there's no homosexuality allowed. It's this amazing doublespeak document. Anyway, moving on to what's going on in town.
Yeah. No. Moving on to your beautiful segue into what's happening on CITR in 8 minutes.
Yeah, you want to know?
Weird FM.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say 9.5 minutes. So for you people who are pulling over just to listen, you can hold off a bit longer.
That's right. Coming up at 6 o'clock Queer FM, 8 o'clock Rhythms India?
Still 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You got bootlegs and B-sides. That'll take you to all the way to 10, when, of course, none other than this man's personal favorite,
DJ Smiley Mac. Yes. DJ Smiley Mac. Like, I like DJ Smiley Mac.
Maybe he's going to be doing Transcend Dance from, well, he's going to take you from 10 till midnight, and after that, that's somebody else's concern.
This song is for him. Maybe a bit hard, but here we go.
Thank you.
Well, let's hope it's not just those promises that are so wasted this evening, everybody.
That to me felt like, I don't know, the lights are going to start coming up. It's probably 7 in the morning, and this is get the fuck out music.
The day after the hockey game.
The Chaser. That was Nero featuring Sub Focus with Promises. Before that, DJ Fresh with Louder, the Smith remix. It's kind of getting tight in time for us.
Yeah.
Do you guys have your carefully prepared Cheerios planned?
I do. There's three things I want everyone out there to consider right now. One, have a good time all the time. Two, what Barry's going to say in a second. And number three, have a good time tomorrow.
What am I going to say? Maker Faire, June 25th.
Oh, yeah, Maker Faire, June 25th, based on DIY. Great Northern Way campus. Look it up on the internet. It's going to be friggin' amazing. Mm-hmm. It's based on the idea that if you give people the technology and the skills and the time, they can do incredible things all on their own.
So it's a jumbo sale.
No, man. Everything from gadgets to gidgets.
Used to be people would make stuff, you know, like your mom would make you a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my mom never made
your
me
grandma.
A shirt.
Your grandma.
My mom, I know.
But this is way
she
better.
She made me a sweater that I didn't never
there
like.
You go.
This
you
is
go.
More like...